as well. By the way, an excellent week for me our last time around. This was so long ago, nobody even knows. But, Baylen, you were terrible. 1-4 in Pick'em, missed your upset pick, and missed the Tank It to the Bank pick, which was Dartmouth, by the way.
It never happened.
So you didn't deserve to win that one anyway.
Never happened.
I went 3-2 in Pick'em. I made the upset pick with Wisconsin, and Xavier was in fact, -3, and they did not cover, but it was a push, so house win. So I credited myself with half a point. So the standings for this season, I'm 9-6 in Pick'em. Baylen is 8-7. And I've hit two of the upset picks. Baylen's hit one. But Baylen does have the advantage still in the Take It to the Bank, 1 point to half a point. So that's the setup going into this week. Very tight in all the categories. So a lot on the line this week.
Well, we're not that far off, apparently. We may know a thing or two, except for me that last week. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just trying to be gross and take Dartmouth. And I do apologize for those that may have followed me in that matchup because it was not a pretty game. All right, Derek, what do we got for us? Actually, I do want to get into this real quick. Before we do get rolling here, we do have some more news on DeMar Hamlin's condition. This is a tweet from the Buffalo Bills. Per the physicians at the UCMC, DeMar's breathing tube was removed overnight. He continues to progress remarkably in his recovery. His neurologic function remains intact, and he's even been able to talk to his family and the care team. Also, he FaceTimed the Buffalo Bills in their team meeting this morning, talked to players and coaches. That's awesome stuff. That really, really is great news. And it's just so, so cool to be able to see, you know, this progression, this story grow and continue to get better and better and better, because a lot of the time we don't get that. Okay, just wanted to get that update out there for us. We've continued to follow that story, and we will as it continues to grow, the biggest story in sports right now. Anyway, Derek, let's go ahead and let's introduce our one-star game. Get you through five stars. You can take it away.
All right, so this has an interesting setup this week because there's a lot of games that could be tight, but there's not a standout game that's above the rest. So they're all kind of interchangeable between one-star and five-star. So our one-star game of the week, we briefly mentioned it a moment ago. Number 3, Kansas on the road at West Virginia. Kansas will open as a one-point favorite in this one. 5 o'clock tip on Saturday, and again, an intriguing matchup. Both these teams are solid in different ways. West Virginia is better on offense. Kansas is a little bit better on defense, but there's a really, really weird stat that I'm going to bring up in just a second, but that's after Baylen makes his pick.
So this game has a lot of weirdness to it, in my opinion, right? It's a 5 p.m. start for us out here, 6 p.m. Eastern. You've got West Virginia, who really needs a win. They'll be back at home. You've got KU, who is, you know, a bounce or two away from easily being 0-2. And the fact that this line opens up at -1 KU, that scares me. That feels like, you know, maybe the books are trying to pop on some people and get them to say, okay, number 3 versus an unranked West Virginia, what are you doing, right? And typically those games in conference play, they scare me like crazy. I'm going to take Kansas, even though it scares me. But it would not surprise me if West Virginia ends up grabbing a win right here at home. They desperately need it. I feel like they've got what it takes to slow down KU and make them uncomfortable. Because if DeJuan Harris does not shoot and make 5 of his 5 attempts from 3 in the game against Texas Tech, KU probably loses that by a couple of possessions. And I just don't think they're going to get that type of production from him. He has not missed a 3 in conference play yet, though. I think he's 9 of 9 or 10 of 10. So maybe he'll go 100%, and maybe that'll continue against West Virginia, but they're going to have to find more consistent scoring somewhere else. I think they get it done here just barely. Another narrow game for KU, but would not be surprised to see West Virginia come out on top.
Yeah, I am almost in the exact same boat as you. I'm very cautious with this pick, but I will take Kansas. And the key comes down in this one to turnovers. West Virginia turns it over on 18% of their possessions, which is not good on offense. That's in the 130s in the nation. Kansas is very good at forcing turnovers. I think they get some runouts early in the first half, and that probably keys them at least to take the lead and then eventually hang on for the win. And that's kind of been the progression in the last game for Kansas, right? Getting a big lead and having to survive at the end. Their first game against Oklahoma State in conference play, being down 15 in the second half, and then having to come back and win. But they've done it once at home. They've done it once on the road. This is not an easy trip. It's a long trip. It's a late afternoon game, so it's not early to the East Coast. And this will be a tough game for Kansas and maybe one of their tougher of conference play on the road. But I think Kansas gets a narrow win here as well. So our two-star game of the pick of the week is Kentucky against number 7 Alabama. And this is a game where Kentucky is getting 6 points on the road. Noon start on Saturday. Good SEC matchup. One of a couple SEC matchups on the slate this week. Baylen, who do you like?
I'm going to take Kentucky plus 6. This line has creeped down a little bit. I want to say it opened up around 8, maybe 7.5. A lot of money getting thrown on Kentucky. Alabama does scare me. I think they're good. I think they're legit. But Kentucky needs a win really, really, really bad against a top-ranked team. They've had their struggles. They've dealt with some injuries. They still have the personnel to win. And when Coach Calipari has needed a big one, he's been able to pull it. And I think they go on the road against Alabama, and they go grab this win. I'm going to take Kentucky plus 6. And I did say they're going to win. We'll talk about that here in just a moment with the upset picks of the weekend.
Yeah, it's really hard to go on the road and be a top 10 team, but I like Kentucky as well. I think the Wildcats get this thing done. And again, it comes down to turnovers a little bit. Alabama is not good at taking care of the ball. Part of that, you might say, you know, a lot of folks say, well, they turn it over a lot because they have a lot of possessions, which is true, but they also turn it over way too much. Way more than they should. Over 21% of their possessions end in turnovers. And I think Kentucky is better on the road in this. I think they're better. You know, they're unranked at this point, but they're number 16 in KenPom. I think their metrics show that they are better. I think part of the reason why they're not getting ranked in the national polls is because they've had some really tough non-con games. And I know overall the schedule strength isn't that bad, but you look at their losses, and none of them are bad at all. Double overtime loss to Michigan State. Loss on the road in basically a true road game against the Zags. Loss in a neutral site to UCLA and a road loss to Mizzou. And every other game they've taken care of. So they don't have any signature wins yet. I think they get signature win number 1 against Alabama on Saturday. Three-star game of the week, Creighton at number 4 UConn. 11 a.m. tip-off on Saturday. Creighton, a team that a lot of people were talking about at the start of the year. UConn obviously has just dropped another game. Certainly not deserving of being in the top 5, in my opinion, and they won't be after this week. But this is another one where could be kind of tricky. Creighton plus 9 in this one, which is a lot. So what are you thinking here?
It's a lot of points. It really is. I'm going to take UConn. I think this, and it's not for any specific reason other than the fact that, you know, UConn was getting a lot of pats on the back. You're the best. They look unstoppable. And then they dropped 2 games, right? And not a great loss to Providence on the road. Providence, tough place to play. I understand that. But when you go back-to-back like that and you fall, that's concerning. This is an 11 a.m. tip-off. That is East Coast time. Or I should say, yeah, 11 a.m. tip-off. So what is that, noon? Yeah, a nooner out there on the East Coast. I like UConn at home to get a bounce back. But I do like Creighton. I don't want to discount Creighton here at all. It's a lot of points, I know. Creighton has looked impressive. They've gotten better and better and better. They've gotten healthier, too. This could be a team that comes out of the Big East and wins a game or two in the tournament if they can kind of put some wins together, you know, back to back to back in conference play. They haven't done that yet. I do like the Blue Jays. I'm not going to count them out, but I'm going to have to go with UConn here to get a big bounce back win by at least 10 points.
I totally agree with that. I think UConn is really good at home. I think they're in very desperate need of a big-time win to showcase that they are still one of the nation's best teams. By the way, even after that loss, they're still number 3 in KenPom, but Creighton is in the top 20 as well. They can fight in this game a little bit. Creighton does have the one really bad blemish. It's not that bad, but it's bad enough to Nebraska in a game that they got thumped at home. And, of course, Creighton went on a stretch after winning their first 6 games of the year. They slipped into the top 10. And then they promptly lost 6 games in a row. Now they've won 3 in a row again with wins over Butler, DePaul, and Seton Hall, all at home to open up Big East play. So this turns into a big game for both of these teams, but I like UConn at home. I'll take the first pick for our 4-star game of the week, number 13, Arkansas, at number 22, Auburn. This is a night game, 7:30 tip-off on Saturday night, and should be a rocking atmosphere in Auburn. That has turned into one of the more underrated college basketball atmospheres. The students are right on the floor there, and Auburn has been really good the last several years. The one thing that concerns me, I'm going to take Arkansas, by the way, but the one thing that concerns me in this game is the fact that Arkansas just does not shoot threes very well at all. They're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country. Sometimes when you have to go on the road, it's almost a guarantee that you have to make some threes in conference play. You just have to do it. You have to find one or two guys that can knock down a couple to make teams respect it, because if you can't make threes on the road, you don't win conference games on the road in big-time atmospheres. So I'm going to take Arkansas cautiously. They're one-point favorites on the road here. I think, by the way, Auburn has not been as good. In my opinion, they don't deserve to be in the top 25. They haven't been as good as previously in preseason advertisement. So I like Arkansas on the road, but cautiously.
We're going to continue this trend here. I'm going to go Arkansas as well. The three-point shooting does concern me, but I think Auburn has been one of the more overrated Power 5 teams in the country this year. The non-con was not very strong. They barely were able just to skate their way through it. And then the loss against Georgia the other night. I think Georgia's a surprise team in the SEC. I think if you could compare Georgia to any team that's out here, it'd be like Kansas State, as far as not necessarily play style or anything, but just the surprise factor of what Georgia's done. And I remember I looked at that matchup the other night when those two teams played, and I said, this is a game Georgia could easily win. I want to say it was a 5 or 6 point spread somewhere in there, and I just felt like what Auburn had done was not enough in the non-con to really give me a lot of confidence. I'm going to go with that here. Now, I will say, if they're able to get a win over Arkansas, maybe that puts them back on the right track, but I think they drop back-to-back games in SEC play, and I think Arkansas narrowly gets out. That line's probably not too far off there, -1. I'm going to take the Razorbacks.
All right, five-star game of the week here. Number 25, Iowa State. How about that? +4 on the road at number 17, TCU. 1 o'clock tip-off on Saturday. Without question in my mind, even though that Kansas-Virginia game provides some intrigue, this is the best game of the week, not only in the Big 12, but in college basketball, because of what Iowa State has done and because of what TCU could do in the future. We have mentioned it several times on this show. Maybe a trendy Final Four pick for some folks. Certainly a team that could contend for the Big 12 title. Very good game coming up at TCU on Saturday afternoon. Balin, what's your pick?
I'll be quick here. Not even trendy. They are my Final Four pick. One of the four, TCU. I love, 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 love TCU this year. I know they had a little bit of an early bumpy start. A lot of teams did. The pace that they played against Baylor on the road, you know, a road game is, it's tough to win the Big 12. It would be concerning for some. They got better. They came back in that game, and they looked fantastic. They shot the lights out of the ball. They were beating Baylor down the floor, getting back on defense. Everything that they needed to do, they did. I think Iowa State's fine, but the Clones have not played very well away from home in years past, and I think that trend continues. Give me TCU, and I think they're going to cover the 4 points.
Ooh, I'm interested in that, and this is going to be a really good game. Iowa State still not quite getting the same recognition that some of the other teams in the Big 12 are. Obviously, a very competitive conference. I like Iowa State in this game. I think they're going to go on the road and get this win. And I know the turnovers have kind of been the theme today when we're talking about analytics a little bit. But Iowa State's defense is the number one defense in terms of turning teams over in the nation. Over 30% of their possessions, they're able to create turnovers. And teams that turn others over are very good at getting out in transition and scoring the basketball. Iowa State's pacing isn't always tremendous. They slow it down sometimes and play a lot of half-court basketball, but they're at their best when they get turnovers, and I think they will do that a lot on the road. Give me Iowa State on the road in a little bit of an upset. All right, quickly, our upset pick of the weekend. I'll start with me. Really weird, dumb game that nobody wants to watch. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday. Minnesota against Nebraska. Minnesota's at home. At some point, they're going to get a Big Ten win, and I think this is the one. Nebraska has been up and down. They have looked better, and they're certainly a competent Big Ten team that can find themselves competing with the middle of the pack and sometimes even the best in the league. But Minnesota's getting 4 points at home, and I think they are going to win this game outright over Nebraska for their first Big Ten win. Balin, who you got?
I'll make it easy. I'll make it quick. Kentucky over Alabama for all the reasons we talked about earlier in the five-star pick'em. Last thing here quickly before we get you out of here. Take it to the bank. Derek sticking with the Big Ten for the upset pick and the take it to the bank pick. This line is very interesting. Derek, what are you rolling with?
Oh, it's tantalizing, isn't it? I Ohio State in Maryland, super, super cool game. I think this game could end up coming down to the wire, or at least getting close to the wire. Ohio State is actually, I think I put it +2 on the thing. It's -2 Ohio State. They are favored on the road at Maryland, and I like locking in the Buckeyes after a tight and basically buzzer-beating loss to Purdue last night, where Fletcher Loyer got the 3 at the end of the ball game. Purdue's been a couple of thrillers in the Big Ten so far, but give me the Buckeyes on the road. Noon tip-off on Sunday if you're interested in that one, but I think Chris Holtmann gets a bounce-back win.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one for sure. Love that -2 line. Here's one for tonight. I know we've talked a lot about Saturday, Sunday. Give me Ball State -3 versus the Akron Zips. This is not a homer pick. Please, please don't. It's not a homer pick. Okay, so maybe sort of
it is. Yes, it is.
Maybe sort of it is. CBS Sports, this game's a nationally televised game. Every year, Ball State starts the MAC season hot. They beat a Toledo, they beat an Akron, they beat somebody, and then they let us down. This is not the year. New head coach Michael Lewis is in there. He's got the guys playing really well. There's 4 Cardinals in the starting lineup, averaging double figures. Akron's not the Akron team of the past. Cannot wait for what Worthen Arena is going to look like tonight. Won't be able to watch most of the game. Might be able to catch the back half of it, second half maybe. But let's just go for it. Ball State typically plays pretty well at home. 3 points. I say they win by 8 points tonight. That's how confident I am in Ball State, or maybe not so confident, and I'm just projecting a little bit my insecurity about Ball State dropping this game to Akron tonight. Or not. Maybe they are going to win. I don't know. Watch the game. It should be fun. It'll be a fun Maction game. We don't get a whole lot of great Maction basketball typically. Probably only one team coming out of the league this year in the college, or in a March Madness, but should be a lot of fun. That gets us through a Friday edition of the Morning Roundup. Ran just a bit over, but that's okay. Derek, any closing thoughts? I know you've got the night off tomorrow. You're in action tomorrow, or night off tonight. You're in action tomorrow with Dodge City.
That's right, over at Trinity, and that'll be an interesting matchup. One that I think is favorable for the boys that could go on the road and get another win, seeking back-to-back wins for the first time this year. And also, the colleges at home won't have that on the air, but we'll have coverage for you on WesternKansasNews.com. as Dodge City gets set to take on Colby in a doubleheader tomorrow at the Dome here in Dodge City.
Should be a good time. Certainly can't wait. Garden City, Hugoton, Scott City, and Ulysses all in action tonight on the high school world. Head on over to Western Kansas News for more sports information. All of the schedules there as well, where to listen to your teams. Have a great weekend, everyone, and go enjoy some high school, college basketball, whatever your heart desires. Sunday NFL. Should be a lot of fun. We'll be back here on Monday to recap it. For Derek Decker, I'm Baylen Heights saying so long. Make it a good Friday. We'll see you back here Monday morning.